20th is the date, noon to 2. We are open for you to do just that. We encourage you to sign up for a slot at tinyurl.com/SLBRAD25. tinyurl.com/SLBRAD25. Family podcasting is made possible with the Allegheny Regional Asset District. RAD works here. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
I hate getting up before the crack of dawn. I hate getting up before the crack of dawn. I hate getting up before the crack of dawn. But that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, that's just what I'm gonna do. 'Cause that's how I make my money. And I bring it on home to you. Pretty baby, I bring it on home to you. Well, I hate driving in this traffic. This bumper-to-bumper traffic. You know I hate sitting in this traffic. But that's what I'm gonna do. Oh, that's just what I'm gonna do. 'Cause that's how I make my money. And I bring it on home to you. Pretty baby, I bring it on home to you. I hate running in this rat race. This dog-eat-dog rat race. You know I hate losing this rat race. But that's what I'm gonna do every day. That's just what I'm gonna do. 'Cause that's how I make my money. And I bring it on home to you. Pretty baby, yes, I bring it on home to you. Well, I hate living in this town. This high-pressure town. I hate living in this town. But that's what I'm gonna do, you know. That's just what I'm gonna do. 'Cause that's where I make my money. And then I bring it all home to you. Pretty baby, yes, I bring it all home to you. Well, I hate so many things. I say I hate so many things. I seem to hate so many things. But that's not really true. No, no, no. It's really, really not true. 'Cause my life ain't so bad. If I get to come home to you, pretty baby, if I get to come home to you.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Mark Pocket Goldberg. I still remember the first time I heard that song, which has the name Gonna Do, subtitled The Hating Song. And I'm thinking, this isn't really a Saturday Light Brigade song. And then at the beginning, all those sentences with I hate this and I hate that. But he ends up making it all make sense as he gets to the end of it. Thanks for being with us. Welcome to this hour. Jupiter Vinyl is here. We're going to get them set up and ready to play live on the radio. That will be happening shortly here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Briar Boys at the Saturday Light Brigade and Different Drum. I am looking forward to hearing the duo that you're about to hear along with me. They sounded great in their sound check. You'll get a chance to meet them in a moment, but they're going to start off with some music. Welcome, Jupiter Vinyl.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
Yes. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. skies are blue up above. A moonlit past that only she would know. Still here's my broken song of love. A moon in all your splendor, I know only in my heart. Call back my rose, rose of seven toes. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song of empty words. I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit pass by the Alamo and rose by rose of San Antonio.
I'm looking at their record as they play. I don't know if you could see me looking at your record, Jupiter Vinyl, the group, but that was delightful. And it's the first track on One Mic Recordings, Volume 1, Jupiter Vinyl. And I had to open it because I could tell there was a vinyl record of substance inside of the jacket. And I don't know if that's the 180 gram. Is that what
that's
that
correct. Is? Yeah, that's the thick version.
Yeah, it really, this is beautifully packaged. And I know beautifully played because it probably sounds just like what you heard. They know that we recorded these songs in one take using one microphone. What made you... I'm thrilled that you decided to do that, but was there there had to be some decisiveness about that?
So we were just, our philosophy is to never, or seldom, we did during COVID, but to try not to play or to write anything or play anything or arrange any music that we can't play the same way live. We don't want to record it that way. So this is our attempt to record what we're doing in a room, and that way if people want to purchase the album, they can play along with their instruments. We have a songbook we have on our website with all the chords, and they're old standards that really anyone can play if they practice with the album over time. So that was our intention, to be able to play in a room with other people.
I admire you for doing it. And the voice you heard was Corrine Bohjanian here with Edward Horry. And the two of them comprise the group Jupiter Vinyl. And you just play together so well. It's charming to hear these songs and listen to the arrangements as well. Did it take you a while to arrive at this kind of sound?
Yeah, it's been a whole process. We started playing together, playing covers, just so we could start to understand how each other played, and actually, I started just singing, and then I picked up the bass somewhere halfway along the line just to play an instrument, and I've learned it from the beginning to end with Ed playing our music. So I think the sound itself has morphed and just become what it is over the years, just playing together. And after we started playing covers, we started trying to figure out what our actual sound is, even when we're playing other people's music. So what you're hearing is our arrangements of very standard songs, and with our sound and our feel.
How did you guys meet in Pittsburgh, or how
yes,
did that
did.
Come about? So are you both original? Leave from this area?
I am, but she is from...
I'm from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, out in the woods on Lake Superior. And we do play a lot of folky, homegrown music there. So, but we met here in another band, just playing together. And we had a mutual friend. And yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh ever since. And
yeah, it's always curious to see. Do you miss the UP?
I do. I love it there. In fact, we our summer... shows that we played were all up in Marquette, Michigan, and Big Bay, Michigan.
Yeah, we just played a street festival up there. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was cool to watch people sort of dance by you as you're playing. You know, it was great.
I haven't been there, but everybody I know who
it's great.
Has been there adores it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
If you're just joining us, One Mic Recordings, Volume 1, is the album. I'm glad you're committing to additional volumes. Jupiter Vinyl, the name of the group. And if you want to, just as I had hoped, jupitervinyl.com is how you can learn more about it. It looks like your next gig coming up is October 1st.
Yes.
At Arsenal Bowling Lanes. Is that a Sunday night?
I'm guessing. No, it's a Wednesday night.
A Wednesday, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that should be
fun. They have live bands there Wednesday nights. So.
Okay, I know they have DJs Sunday, I think. but that should be a lot of fun. And you can follow them there at their page, jupitervinyl.com, to find out about more. Next up, it looks like they're nice enough to give me a little songbook, so I know what's going on. I Can't Go On This Way. I don't know this song. At least I don't think I do.
Okay, we'll find out.
You might.
Here again, Jupiter Vinyl.
The door, worried over you. All I do.
do is watch the door, hoping you'll come through. Pacing up, pacing down to the break of day. I'm the saddest soul in town. I can't go on this way.
That is Jupiter Vinyl, and that song did immediately cause my memory to pop up, having heard that before. I can't go on this way. And there's that expression, you made me look, well, written by Fred Rose, your notes say, and I had to look up Fred Rose. And Fred Rose was one of the first three members of the Country Music Hall of Fame, along with Hank Williams and Jimmy Rogers. And he wrote a lot of songs that we know pretty well, such as Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Deed I Do is another one. Roly Poly, Setting the Woods on Fire, and others he either wrote or co-wrote. So he was a hit songwriter. And only lived to be 56, unfortunately, but wow. But quite a career. So I'm glad you made me look. How do you look for your songs? What you choose?
We just have humongous listening sessions for like months at a time once we've picked up a genre. In this case, it was obviously kind of a Bob Wills sort of swing kind of a set that we were listening to, and then as we each decide which ones we are drawn to and like, we start to make a playlist, and then we just listen to it over and over again. But then we have to stop because we rearrange everything and do make it our own, and it's easier to do that after you stop listening to someone else playing the same music. So, yeah.
Yeah, it you make it seem really easy, but putting your own mark on these songs, especially ones that people have heard so many times, it's hard to do that to twist it up. Do you think future albums might have other genres or decades?
We actually have a lot of original music that we haven't recorded yet, and we have some songs from our original album from 2012, which was The Lazy Ash Tree, that we will also revisit, because I was just a very baby on the bass at that point. So I feel like we can probably we'll just cover ourselves and make that song into our own current version of us.
Yeah, not to put too much pressure on ourselves, but Volume 2 and Volume 3, that's planned, the sort of trilogy of albums, were to do our covers, more popular covers that we've done in the past, but then also our original songs.
Yeah, and these are great.
So the first volume was the swing set sort of stuff.
I could just see you applying your sensibilities to all sorts of songs, mm-hmm. and of course, hearing your own songs is a good thing as well. The group is Jupiter Vinyl. This is one record I'm actually going to listen to.
It looks,
and by that I mean, of course, I listen to music, but this is I'm holding a vinyl, and it's just beautifully packaged and what's the word? It's alluring. I want to maybe that 180 gram vinyl.
The weight,
it kind of does something. Yeah. But
it has its own energy.
Yeah, it sure does. What's next?
We're going to do It's My Lazy Day.
Yes.
I think that's the Smiley Brunette one, right?
Ah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Jupiter Vinyl at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a great name, by the way. Easy to remember. I almost want to ask where it came from. I don't usually do that, but I'm going to, if you wish to reveal it.
Sure. The first band we were in together was called Mars Plastic, because we are both architects by university, not by actual daily life now. But Mars Plastic is a little eraser that you can use to erase lines on your drawings.
It's a white eraser.
I was going to say it's white, kind of rectangular.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, with a little blue sleeve that says Mars Plastic. And as the other members of our band became busy and had got married and had families, it just became the two of us. So we were a derivative, we felt, of Mars Plastic, which was Jupiter Vinyl.
Ah, I like it. I like it because, you know, there's a series called Music Night on Jupiter that you may or may not know.
Yeah, actually, we have met the owner of the establishment there.
Yeah, Tim Wolfson, who's an old friend, and that came from his living on a street called Jupiter years ago. But I love the, I haven't thought about that Mars Plastic.
Yeah, the eraser.
Because I am an engineer, and I can remember back in the day when we all had French curves and these templates, these green plastic templates to help you draw ovals and squares and all these things. I can remember having one of those erasers and one of those brushes to brush the things away. But it's a great... it's a great name for the group, JV for short, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, it occurred to me while listening to that song, well, two things occurred to me. I had to check and that Smiley Burnett, who wrote it, played Charlie Pratt, the locomotive engineer on Petticoat Junction and Green Acres, and he did. It also occurred to me that it would be fun for somebody who's hosting a party or an event to have you guys do it. Do you do that?
We do.
Sort of thing?
Yeah, we do, actually. We've had events where we just play for people and they enjoy it. And we also have had events where we have invited everyone to sing along. We handed out songbooks and someone brought an accordion and we had a great time.
We've had
different kinds of hand drummers.
I was kind of envisioning like somebody listening right now, like sitting at their piano
playing along.
Oh, I hope so.
Key we're in.
I hope so.
We encourage that kind of a thing.
If it were me, I were driving, which is where a lot of people listen to the radio, I'd probably be trying to get the windshield wipers to match the tempo or maybe beeping on the horn if nobody was around.
That would be great.
Jupiter Vinyl is here. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. JupiterVinyl.com is how you can learn more about them. I love, I have a libretto that they brought me, so I know exactly what they're going to do next, but I'd rather turn to them to introduce the song and talk about it. So, introduce the song.
I always think this one's a bit of a roller coaster. I think of like the Thunderbolt at Kennywood when I'm playing this one. It's because it goes a little bit off the rails, Karina always makes fun of me because I always say that. But this next song is a bit of a roller coaster for us.
Yep.
You'll see why.
I had someone else.
Before I had you. Yeah. Ready?
Yes.
Another one along. No need
and it swings either way. I had someone else before I had you, and I'll have someone after you're
Jupiter Vinyl, and that song didn't seem like a roller coaster. It seemed like a nice steady as she goes.
Okay, good.
You're both great instrumentalists and singers. I really enjoy, in fact, listening to the guitar. I was thinking a little bit about that, and neither of you can really hide behind anything when you record this way. Your notes have to be clear and pure. And when you record with the moniker One Mic Recordings, having things sound just as they would, you know, no trickery or take after take after take. And you've got to work, I would imagine, really hard at making things sound as perfect could be applied, but I'll just say pure or distinct your own sound. It's a real pleasure.
Yeah. I appreciate that because I do think we're anything but perfect. But that's the beauty of playing this kind of music, is that it's supposed to just be feeling, and it's supposed to, when groups are getting together playing, it doesn't matter if someone is playing a wrong note or singing the wrong words. It's all about
more about the energy and the
energy
vibe.
And the vibe.
And not to, I mean, folks that are into multi-tracking and layered recordings and stuff, there's a place for that too, but it's just delightful.
Well, it's interesting. We've recorded like what you would call like the perfect take, Well, when you listen back, you're like, there's something missing. Like, we technically played it, like, correctly. But
in fact, some of the songs
we've had that, but
some of the takes we used for the album are not perfect takes. We had better takes technically, but we wanted to pick the ones that had the better feel.
Yeah,
so
the energy was better.
I've told this story before, but Ricky and I went to see Jonathan Edwards years ago. You know, Sunshine Go Away Today, that Jonathan Edwards. And afterwards, I wanted to buy one of his records. And he said, did you like the show? And I said, yes, a lot. He said, don't buy this one. And he was quite sincere about that.
Yeah.
And I remember that so clearly. You can find these guys at jupitervinyl.com. You can also find them at Arsenal Lanes on Wednesday, October 1st, which is in the Arsenal neighborhood of Pittsburgh. But, you know, look for them. I would look at their website, keep track. I imagine other gigs will come about between now and then. And do consider Corrine and Ed for an event you might have planned. I can think of ways where it would be great. I love the sing-along idea. Why not?
Agreed.
Yeah, we love playing at breweries, and we love playing at places where people are gathered and they can sing along. It's fun.
Yeah, not that I'm supposed to be advertising, but a team for your next corporate team building.
Yeah, exactly, that sort of thing. Yeah, sort of private parties, yeah.
You've got a couple more to go. Most of the songs, I think all of the songs you've played so far are on the album, with the exception of the one you're about to play. With the one you'll play last. So what's next?
Okay.
I
ain't got nobody.
Okay, that one is on the album.
Yes, it is.
It's awful hard to love someone when they don't care about you. Once I had a loving gal, the sweetest little thing in town. And now she's gone and left me. Lord, she's done turned me down. Now that's why I'm so sad and lonely. Won't somebody come and take a chance with me? I'll sing you sweet love songs, honey, all of the time. If you'll be that loving mama of mine.
So beautifully done, Jupiter Vinyl, which is comprised of Corinne Bochinen and Edward Horry. I should have asked you this earlier, but your guitar playing chops are masterful. Tell me about your relationship with the guitar when you started playing and kind of your journey, because you're an outstanding guitar player, and it's easy to lose sight of because you as a duo are tremendous, but man, what a guitar player. Oh,
thank you very much. My journey, I started on the piano, and then I quickly realized the piano at the time wasn't very portable, so about 12 or 13 years old, I switched over to the guitar, and I took formal lessons from both, but then, you know, as all schooling should try to teach you, to try to teach yourself. So at that point, I'm largely self-taught, and I've tried to protect that because it's what really kind of brings joy in that way, to sort of develop it in that way.
Yeah, you're not alone in wanting.
Yeah, I sort of shunned the more sort of academic approach. I could have gone to school for music or things like that, but I kind of wanted to protect it in that way.
Well,
I didn't want to get burnt, you know. I didn't want to end up hating something.
No, well, it's you've done that, and you have a unique and singular style. And Corinne, I was curious. You made the comment I was going to say about being a baby bassist when your first recording came out. The bassist was relatively new to you.
It was actually brand new when we recorded that album. I had only played it probably for a year at that point, or 6 months to a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think that album. So you've been playing bass for...
So I guess that's about 13 years then, because that album came out in 2012, and I think I started playing in 2011.
Okay, because, I mean, instrumentally, the two of you sound great together, too. You can find Corinne Bochinen and Edward Horry at jupitervinyl.com. This will be our last chance to talk this morning. Is there anything else either of you wanted to say before you finish up?
Thanks for the opportunity. We love playing.
Yeah, it's a joy for us to play for you and for everyone listening. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for being here. I know everybody's going to know the next song, I think, right?
Hopefully.
Here they are, again, Jupiter Vinyl.
For feeling so lonely, crazy, crazy for feeling so blue.
thinking that my love could hold you. Crazy for trying, crazy for crying, I'm crazy for loving you.
Jupiter Vinyl, thank you both for being here. Just such a great performance from both of you. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I did. Thanks out to all of our guests today. Ed McDonald with information about the Mineral County Heritage Weekend event coming up September 20th. And 21st. From Scouting USA, our guests Abby and Tommy and Amaya and Grace and Max, we appreciate your being here today. Ayushi Varden from North Allegheny High School, thank you for being with us today as part of the program. And thanks again to Jupiter Vinyl for being with us. And thanks to you for tuning in. Saturday Light Brigade is produced by the nonprofit organization SLB, Radio Productions. Our show is booked by Ty Chorosky, Technical Director Chad Green, Technical Associate Ellis Dorham. Our education team includes Joseph Kukula, Ben Rutkowski, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, and Megan Valley. Robert Gray is our Director of Operations, and Ricky Berger is Director of me. This is Larry Berger. We'll look for you next week right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings. Questions, comments, feel free to write or text SLB at slbradio.org. 412-200-5975. Visit our website for more information at slbradio.org.
From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. No, wait, what did I say? 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The coffee hasn't